In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what a race to the Holy City, blessed are thou among women, and bless you with thy womb, Jesus. Seed of wisdom, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. What if I do this? What if I take some of your questions now? In Paul's Creed, sometimes it says, Jesus descends to the dead, sometimes descends to hell. Is the Catholic meaning of hell simply a place of the dead, or is it a place of the damned? Has the Church's definition of the word hell changed over the years? No, it has not changed. The word hell in English commonly and correctly has meaning a place of eternal damnation. But infernum or infernus in Latin means the place of the dead. Consequently, the translation we use in English is, shall I say, or can be misleading. President Clinton was educated at Georgetown at your university. Some priests have called his way of splitting chairs or pity hairs with words and judge your way of thinking. Can you comment, please? Of course, I know the judges very well. But I can tell you this. Two kinds of Jesuits. There are Jesuits who are so clever, putting hairs with words, that they will teach heresy in the guise of Catholic truth. Much I could say to our judges of theology for 25 years. I can also talk about Christians being the hands and feet of Jesus coming his work in the world. How do you think to the fact God needs nothing from us? God is perfectly complete without us. A good question. Of course, the mystery. The mystery is why. Why God created rational, intelligent persons. Were they angels or human beings? You don't have to, obviously. One reason, as far as we can fathom it, God wanted to exercise mercy. And mercy is a love shown to those who fear their love of you. Mercy is loving the loveless. All the angels, you know, when they sinned, condemned to hell, no opportunity for repentance. We thank God, can't repent. Where we have the sacrament of confession. Talk for hours on this question. What is behind many dioceses' decisions playing on Catholics' many positions? Is it a way of being ecumenical? Is it a legal obligation to hire them? Is it diabolical? Say it. Give me any one of the three. And as you know, in our country, speaking of discrimination, we discriminate and hire only Catholics, or what is a Catholic organization? Well, being discriminating. So they ask a question. Do we have to be discriminating to reach heaven?
Yes.
Can I get to heaven? I'll be discriminating. Will make sense. Many Marian apparitions tug at our interest. Very difficult to discern the spirit. We recommend regarding officially unproved apparitions. Recommend, pray for the people. Not follow the unapproved apparitions. By approved, I mean approved at least by the bishop of the diocese, and especially by the Holy See. The Catholic Catechism, becoming difficult to obtain. Are there to be additions to put into it? If so, what they may be. I know of no additions to be added to the Catechism. Knows why the Catechism is difficult to obtain. Should not be. It sold, as you know, 7 million copies in English. And all be judged by the same commitments. And thus, the church, even though they were outside the church, well, say God is a just God. Now, we do not know what only God knows is how much grace a person has received. People who live, well, not such good lives. Repeat, we don't know how much grace they received. Objectively, there are certain norms of moral behavior. These norms are followed by every human being. However, no two people have received the same knowledge. No two people have received the same degree or measure of grace. In other words, we must say, basically or fundamentally, the norms by which God judges every human being, basically, they are the same norms. A lie is a lie. Adultery is adultery. Fornication is fornication. Murder is murder. Am I clear? Popular 1400s French priest once said he thought only one in 100,000 would be saved. Enter at the narrow gate. Wide is death. Wide is the path. Many travel the road to perdition, which is never approved. How many people will be saved? Which is the official explanation of Christ's teaching. When he told us that the way that leads to heaven is narrow, the way that leads to perdition is wide. Which his official teaching is not that most people will be lost, few will be saved. What Christ wanted to do is emphasize that we must work at our salvation. reaching heaven is not easy. In an age that is more difficult than normally. Suppose you take a break now and get back to class. I think my number, mine says 11. Is that correct? My next item is, instead of speaking of inclusive language, more correct to speak of feminist language. The very term inclusive language was coined by the feminists. Very, very clever. Over the centuries, the English-speaking world has used a masculine gender for both to men and women. Right? What feminism has done is concentrated on the English language with phenomenal success. Number 12. Fundamental aim of feminism is to, quote, correct the language of prayer and worship. That's their principal aim. Am I clear? And why feminists are so eager to change the prayer language of the English-speaking world. They've done so with, I repeat, phenomenal success. Number 13. Feminism is not only interested but even in the language of worship. Feminism has penetrated every part of the English-speaking world. For example, it is rare to see the terms unborn child, unborn baby, secular press, or speak of abortion. Only God knows how deeply the feminist movement has penetrated our vocabulary. Radical feminism is not only opposed to masculinity or fatherhood. And this, I think, should be memorized. Feminism is even more savage rejection of motherhood. Feminists are rather hostile to mothering of children. In fact, the image of mother is just as much in need of transformation as the image of father. I'm making sense. When I speak of radical feminism, I mean the feminism which is built on, well, a denial of a basic difference which God Himself created in men and women. And that men and women are to cooperate. That's our faith. Men and women are not to be in competition with each other. And consequently, not just the word father or fatherhood. Feminists are against. They are against the beginning of children. Except insofar as a person would want to have children. It's called a liability to the pleasures of sexual experience. And I'll speak for hours on the relationship between feminism and homosexuality. I'm making sense. In fact, don't have the figures in front of me, but as far as I know, all radical feminists are homosexual. What am I saying? They're behind what we call, to use their vocabulary, heterosexuality. That God planned human race in such a way there must be one gender whom the child is conceived, another gender within whom the child is conceived. Be more clear. The feminists, very hostile to the beginning of children. In other words, not only against the idea of a mother. Getting a child, give birth to a child, human being. Just as opposed to the idea of a father. As though it was the will of the Almighty, there be two genders. These two genders are meant to cooperate. Otherwise, none of us would be here. And the logic of feminism here is devastating. Once you buy the idea that the principle conflict between men and women, because men have dominated women, would you buy that idea? Well, then you have to ask yourself, well, was there a basic reason why the God who really exists created two genders? You must say there was. God created two genders might cooperate with each other. Human race might be continued. There is no way that as not just Christians or Catholics, but as sane human beings, can we conceive or imagine the race continue being procreated without the cooperation of men and women. Notice cooperation. I cannot talk for hours of the widespread promotion of one form of feminism we hardly identify. The procreation of children without cooperation of a husband and wife might clear. Over the years, I think I've told you more than once, I finished all my doctoral studies in science. I'm a Jesuit superior, already a priest, pulled out of science, sent to the science of theology. Here I am. But I know a lot of science. I tell you, feminism has deeply, profoundly penetrated the sciences. I was visiting a building here in Detroit. And went with somebody sitting in his building. Be on the wrong floor. And all the room numbers. That whole floor in Detroit were devoted to, should we call it, artificial insemination. Am I clear? Well, much we have to learn. How deeply this, which we call it, heresy has penetrated our society. Number 15. One of the most radical changes of feminism. Never to speak of God, masculine and gender. What is never. Why? Well, speak of God as he implies what else? That God has mastery of the whole human race. This, I state, may be said to be the radical foundations of feminism. At root, feminism is opposed to any faith in God as creator and master of the universe. Say much more than my words may seem to imply. And that is why my father says in his document, Splendor of Truth, holy atheism, or unbelief in God, has deeply penetrated the human race. Only God knows how profoundly feminism has penetrated the whole of modern society. Let's take a break. Here's more questions. I want to ask questions because we're dealing with a subject which is much more profound than the pages I've given you, which you indicate. Question. Was in the ICL in 1974. Who is there now? Well, I would identify me, but I think it's wiser not to mention the bishop's names. But behind the bishops, repeat, was a radical element of laymen and laywomen. What is a class of society? A class of society, of course, is a communist invention. A society in which no one is in charge. That's why, Pope Pius XI, remember his definition of communism. Remember? Pope Pius XI wrote the masterpiece on communism. Communism is utopianism. What utopia mean? Does not exist. A sheer, completely undiluted dream. Can there be a society? Can there be a society without someone in charge? No. How small or large the society may be, someone must be in charge. Next question. How does women controlling society equal a class of society? Good question. This is, they call it the demonic dream marks. What are marks? The most basic conflict in the human race. How we mean women and men. Men for too long have dominated women. According to Marx, this is logic. We must do away with the domination of women by men. Symbol number one. Number two, how you gradually eliminate domination of women by men, you will produce a class of society that's a demonic lie, as though by removing somebody in authority, create class society, which I repeat, is a mad dream. Next question. Is transgressing the rights of parents to secretly baptize a child when the parents refuse to baptize? Father, question. Is transgressing the rights of parents to secretly baptize a child when the parents refuse to baptize? After we speak, no. Not transgressing the rights of parents. However, very important, however, for anyone to baptize a child, parents do not want to have baptized, must also make sure that child, besides being baptized, is somehow raised in the true faith. Am I clear? In other words, the church is not, but mildly encourage. See, baptizing, say a child whom you cannot reasonably, that's the word, reasonably expect to be brought up by someone in the true faith. Now, different ways, raising a Catholic, though parents may be against the child being baptized. But then, one who does a baptism, unless always the child is nature of death, then, though you'll be killed baptizing that child, baptize that child. Am I clear? However, assuming there is no danger of the child's dying without baptism, baptize a child secretly, without and even against the wishes of the parents, requires that there be some reasonable assurance that the child will be brought up somehow, as a Catholic. Question. You know, money. Should we donate money for the ability of the John Paul II Cultural Center in Washington, D.C.? Not here when Father Perone introduced this. What did Father Perone say? Anybody remember? I didn't say, I would repeat. In other words, to give money to the John Paul II Cultural Center assumes that John Paul II Cultural Center will be authentically promoting the Catholic faith. My question centers on the publication of the Fifth Marian Dogma. Marian's mediatrix, co-redemptrix, advocate for people. Question. Can the church only believe this? Do you think this dogma will be proclaimed soon? I mean, the church has already believed this. you know, the church may believe something without publicly defining it. Now, the church always believed Mary was conceived immaculate. Yes. Remembers, in what century that conception was defined by the church?
19.
There's such a thing as development of doctrine. You know what I mean? Development of dogma. The dog has been there from the very beginning. Secondly, how are the feminists, Marxists, react to this? Where they see an elevation of a woman, Mary, to equality with Christ, and the victory for their cause. Well, and Christ would be equated by his mother if Mary is declared to be co-redemptrix. The language, as you know, is misleading. We don't really mean she of Our Lady and co-redemptrix. We really mean that somehow she, Mary, is equal to Christ. It means to be Our Lady having to be pre-redeemed herself. The progress with other Christian faiths in humanism be set back by their total focus on Jesus as the sole Redeemer. Well, depends how you define Redeemer. Only one Redeemer, absolute sense, that is, Son of God who became man. Our language, as you realize, is not so clear to put it mildly. Speaking of Mary as co-redemptrix, we do not mean that Mary is somehow equal to Christ. What's your opinion of icons? Now see, the Blessed Mother I was standing in front of, sitting on the cross. No cross was depicted. Is this devotional dangerous to the faith? Answer the question. It is dangerous to the faith. I heard it. Another person needs to verify miracles to be canonized. And Pope gave one of these miracles. Yes. The ordinary rules of the church are that you can be beatified, there must be two miracles. One beatified to be canonized, at least one more miracle. And the Pope wave and canonize a person with no miracles. Yes. In fact, for the first 900 years of the 10th century, canonization came to pass the Catholic Church. Most of the saints of the first millennium were never formally canonized. St. Joseph was never canonized. Now that was never canonized. Number 16. To be emphasized regarding feminism, the removal of faith in the existence of God is at the root of the massive crisis through which the modern world is passing. This, in one sentence, is the root of all the tragic consequences of revolution which we are now passing through. The best refutation of my judgment, in print, widespread unbelief, a belief in the existence of God behind everything in the world, in Pope John Paul II's Splendor of Truth. Every Catholic should read that document. We know I published a catechism on that. I suppose I anticipate Squire Bing may come to you in need of called a catechism on the splendor of truth. What he tells me to write catechisms explaining the Holy Father's teaching. Bring some copies of the catechism to class next week. Next question, 17. What does the Pope teach in his document, Splendor of Truth? He teaches the modern world has detached human freedom from its relationship to God. Repeat, modern world has detached human freedom from its necessary relationship to God. In other words, we are free, to only whose will. Are we free to do our own will? Let me be more clear. Are we free to do our own will, though our own will is contradiction to the will of God?
Yes.
Yes, once more. Let me change the wording. Are we morally free to do what our will warrants, contrary to the will of God? Next question. Are we physically free? Can we choose with our own free will or want it contrary to the will of God? That, my friends, is the deepest mystery on earth. The deepest mystery in God is the Holy Trinity. Deepest mystery on earth is why? Why God?
Love is a choice.
Yes. Show God how much we love Him. I've said over the years, we love that person or that being whose will we choose to do. What is we're doing? What is choosing to do its own will? It was contrary to the will of God. Thus, it is said, things of God are basically irrelevant during the decision of individuals and societies. Also, we can love God and our neighbor while obeying the Ten Commandments. Is that true? Can we love God, our neighbor, while obeying the Ten Commandments? No way. As further said, no necessary legal bond between faith and morality. Faith is in the mind. Morality is in the will. What we hold with our mind determines what we may choose, may not choose. We separate faith and morality. You have broken down the whole of society. Then I should say this. This was the radical error of Protestantism, 16th century. And I think I've told you more than once, 206 Protestant seminaries, including through the School of Theology for 7 years. Jimmy paid me money for my teaching them. Thousands always taught Catholicism. Well, to all my Protestant students, most basic, most fundamental error, Protestantism is its redefinition of faith. What do we call it, believe is faith? Faith is the assembly by the mind. Assembly by the mind of what is objectively true. In other words, when I believe, my action is my mind. What is true? That definition of faith is denied by all Protestants. Unless, as many have been, to be influenced by Catholicism. Remember the statement in St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews. When he speaks of faith and hope, what does he say is the foundation of hope? Faith. Foundation of charity. Faith. As my mind believes there is a God. In no way my will can honestly say that love is God. And same with hope. I look forward to a heavenly eternity. As first my mind believes there is a God who created me to enjoy his presence for all eternity. And these errors, once they've identified, the commands of God are basically irrelevant to any decision of individuals and societies. No way. Having a human society should be really a society, even rational, must hold there is a God behind everything which we are to do. Also, we can love God and our neighbor, obey the Ten Commandments. No way. We finish the sentence pronounced by Christ. If you love me, am I clear? All the language, all the books you can publish on loving God are so much meaningless nonsense, unless you accept with your mind the existence of God. And as we've been saying, there is an unbreakable necessary bond between faith and morality. That is why when so many people vote with the Catholic Church, which we believe has given us the truth of God revealed, these errors have deeply affected Western society by recent years have even penetrated the Catholic Church. In other words, it is said you can be a good person in what you believe. As a lie. I identify the mind of a genius behind this teaching. Coin the expression anonymous Christians. Who that was? Anonymous Christians. Karl Rahmer. Be a Christian without, well, you be a Christian by your intentions, without having the truth in your mind, what Christ revealed. That's a devastating lie. Question: should an American parish ever use Canadian lectionary, or the language is more inclusive? Come and that is, Lord, have mercy on us. I've told you, I've taught in Canada. 6 meters. University of Ottawa. Where I go to the Catholic Church in Canada. Question. How can a Canadian lectionary ever get said approved for use? He's got a danger of schism. Any question to answer? Should I say it? Canada is in de facto schism. Question that you see, but you honest, that I never make in public. I'll be honest with you. I understand Islam, Lord Allah, God, as a master only. Many Christians regard God, the Holy Father, only. What is the correct way to think of and pray to God? An Orthodox Christian. Well, clearly, God is both. What a mystery.